I'm here with my friends. You guys can introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Nora.
Hi, I'm Cammie.
Okay, today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite shows ever, Glee. I'm obsessed with the show. Nora, do you watch it? Because I feel like you don't.
No, I've only watched the pilot episode.
This is the only episode you've seen?
Yes.
It's not even like that good of an episode.
It's so
either.
Bad.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think I'd ever watch this show because you guys just nonstop like rave about it. I'm like, this is trash.
No, every time it's so bad. Every time I rewatch it, though, I started season two. I don't even watch the first season.
Yeah, Cammy told me
it's so predictable
now.
I know. So
I've seen it like 7 times.
I love it. It's like so bad. It's good. Like there's so many things that I was just like, oh. I forgot about a lot of it too. But yeah, we'll get into that. That's the point of this whole thing.
That's the
point.
So I'm
gonna like read a description of the show so people know. I mean, people know what Glee is, like, but I want to read
You never know.
You never know. So this is the description of the show, and I want to see what you guys think of it. Optimistic teacher Will Schuster heads up. Oh my god, I can't read it. Heads up McKinley High School Glee Club New Directions, a place where ambitious and talented students can find strength, acceptance, and their voice. As the students find themselves, they also enjoy a... I literally don't know what that word means. I don't know.
What is it?
Respite?
Despite?
What?
I don't know what that means. It says, they also enjoy a respite from the harsh realities of life.
Probably like an escape or something.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Respite. Mr. Schuster hopes to help the kids in every way he can and also dreams of taking the group to nationals. As Schuster and the Glee Club pursue their goal, they face opposition from a conniving cheerleading coach, Sue Sylvester, who tries to sabotage the group at every turn.
I didn't know that.
That's the lady.
The rivalry.
I mean, I guess none of the teachers really liked him in the first episode. They were all so mean to him.
Yeah, but I thought she, like, joined the G Club. The G Club. The Glee Club later.
Yeah.
Sue?
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Not, like, herself, but, like, the cheerleaders. And I thought she, like, got
involved. Well, the cheerleaders do.
They...
So Sue just, like, hates him the whole show?
Oh, it's so... She's so mean to them.
It's like the whole time. Literally the whole time.
Are you serious? I thought she was like...
She's like terrible. I don't know how she didn't go to jail. So, since we all like... Okay, the three of us are in show choir. And the show's about show choir. And I just want to talk about like how unrealistic it is.
Yes. Oh my god. Wait, let me say something. Because at the end, they did like... They're like, don't stop believing. And they're like, oh my god, we're so good. But they were going up against a group with like actual show choir. They had like risers, you know, costumes, and they were good, you know. And I was like, that's like a play, like what you guys just did. Like that's not show choir. They didn't dance.
No,
at
I
all.
Genuinely really think bad. That performance that they saw is the only like actual show choir performance in the whole show.
Are you
it
serious?
Feels like
honestly, yeah.
Because like
yeah,
that
like,
was,
like,
that was an
is, like,
actual
only
show
actual...
choir thing. But what they're doing is just standing and singing.
So I took a note of
it
this.
It gets better
like,
once there's more people.
Yeah. I was like, 5 people? That's literally insane. We have, what, 56?
Yeah.
And, like, I did see a show choir at a competition once with, like, 3 boys. And there were, like, 13 people total.
Yeah.
Cammy, you were next to me.
I was
there. Yeah, but those choirs suck.
But that's better than 5. And they were not even bad. So,
they weren't that bad. They kind of went off.
You know.
So when Will decides to, like, start the show choir, I think it's so funny that, like, Figgins is like, you have to pay $60 a month for this. And he, like, freaks out.
$60 a month. That's what I need to keep this program up.
And you expect me to pay it?
Well, I'm certainly not going to pay for it.
It's like,
yeah.
The biggest
yeah, that's
it's like
$60
a month. $60? Like, I don't know how we're going to pay $60 a month. Then I'm like, how are you wearing that, like, nice clothes? Those nice clothes.
Force the kids to, like, pay for it. Like, they can pay $12 a month for that. That's,
yeah.
It's like nothing.
You could contribute
more for, like,
$30 and make them pay the rest. Like,
why do they even have to like pay money? Like, why does that cost money?
Yeah, what are they doing?
They, like,
that
make
costs
their
money?
Own costumes.
Yeah, they like, make like, their own costumes. They don't have risers. They use like the school jazz band.
Like, I don't understand why any part of that would like cost money.
I don't know.
And also, Mercedes costume.
Oh my god!
The costumes were not good.
He's like,
you see what I got on?
I love it. Like, at the end of the episode, he's like, Mercedes, like, you can do all costumes and stuff. And then they come out in, like, red shirts. Did you see what Kurt was wearing? Oh, my God. It kind of made me so bad.
Flares. Kurt is so annoying. Oh my,
okay, he's... actually, fun fact. I found out the other day, aka yesterday, I was watching a Glee podcast. And and actually, the, like, actor who played Kurt, he auditioned for Artie, and they liked his audition so much that they made a new character for him. Like, they made Kurt for him.
Really?
Yeah, like, he wasn't supposed to be in the show originally, and they made a character for him. Hmm. And then Kurt ended up being one of the most annoying characters, but regardless.
He's so annoying.
Like, he's, oh my God. So, Will Schuster, we can all agree, he's, like, the worst person ever.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch those TikToks about him? And it's like, no. How did he not get fired? They always come up on my For You page. It's like, why? He was, like, so creepy to them and stuff. In, like, the very first part of the show, when he's, like, walking through the parking lot trying to talk to people, I felt he, like, came up to Kurt and was like, "You're making friends, right?" And he was getting bullied.
Make some new friends, Kurt. He sure is, Mr. Shu.
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck?
I took that too. Like, why wouldn't he help him?
Yeah, he literally just, like, walked away. I was like, ha 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 ha. Like, he literally got thrown in, like, a dumpster.
Make some new friends, Kurt. Like shut
that was
up,
so
Will.
Mean. And he, I know he's just awful. Trying to, like, he's just trying. You can tell he's still, like, living in high school, like, in his mind, and he's trying to impress the cool kids. But oh my God, like,
literally help us out, like.
And okay, this is a totally another point about him, but, like, why did he blackmail Finn? Like,
you want to tell me how long you've had a drug problem?
I don't even know who the chronic lady is.
Look, if it were up to me, we wouldn't have mandatory bi-weekly afternoon locker checks.
But I've never seen that before, Mr. Shu, I swear. It's not mine. I'll pee in a cup.
Oh my God.
I was just going to bring that up.
Like, first of all, going into the locker room and listening to him while he's in the shower.
He's in the shower. I was like, get out.
He's what, like, 15, 16? Like, how old is he in that? And just,
I think they're sophomores.
Yeah, what?
So. I mean, like, he's like,
they really look
if
like
you don't join
sophomores.
My Glee Club, I'm going to give you detention for 6 weeks and you're not going to get into football. That's not true.
That's not true.
Like,
it's okay. Finn is like...
Like, they have no proof.
Literally no proof.
And also, Finn is
he's
not
bad.
That good.
Oh, he's
bad.
So bad. When he started singing Grease.
Like, average.
And I feel like it's like his...
I got you.
I got you. Isn't it like his character later in the show is that he's bad? Like, that's the whole point of him. He's, like, the worst guy.
Yeah. He's bad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But he's, like, the strong male lead. Like, why couldn't Artie be
Artie was
the
a king.
When just because he's in a wheelchair?
When they say,
Artie was a king.
Down your rock and
roll. Oh, my
like
God.
Dancing that show is so offensive. I forgot.
And then Rachel's like, there's nothing ironic about the show.
I wrote that quote down. That's my favorite quote. Rachel. She literally says, there's nothing ironic about the show choir. And stomps off.
Mr. Schuster, do you have any idea how ridiculous it is to give the lead solo in Sit Down, You Rock on the Boat to a boy in a wheelchair?
I think Mr. Shu is using irony to enhance the performance.
There's nothing ironic about show choir.
Girl.
Hun.
I just like all the characters in the show, especially Rachel. Like, her little, like, monologues and stuff. I'm like, what?
Rachel is so much.
Where do the creators of the show come up with this stuff? Like, how much... And many like, drugs do they do? Because, like, this is the same guy who, like, made American Horror Story, if you didn't
know
that.
Are you serious?
And the same guy who made this.
No, wait, actually, my mom and aunt went to high school with the creator, Ryan Murphy.
Yeah, he went to, like, Warren Central, yeah.
Yeah, he went to Warren, and my aunt was in show choir with him. Like, my aunt, like, knows
Isn't
him.
Isn't that so weird?
Like, yeah,
that's
my aunt
the show
has,
choir
like, a
that
picture
inspired
with him.
Please.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So
Aunt Karen was friends with him. Like, that's so weird.
Of course, Aunt Karen was.
Of
she's a queen.
Of course, Aunt Karen was friends with him. Absolute queen.
Warren Central inspired the
Isn't that crazy?
That's so weird.
Yeah, so Nora, who's your favorite character in this episode?
Oh my God, they're all bad, but let me think. Emma, I thought she was really weird. She reminded me of Emma Stone, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
I hated the gym teacher. Ken, I wanted to kill him.
I literally forgot he existed too.
He's bad. I guess he's so strange looking. Don't forget his name. It's probably just the guy in the wheelchair.
He's a king, Artie.
But I also like.
I love Artie. What's
the guy's
really
name
who
was bad? Finn. I liked him because, like, when they were about flip over, Artie, like he like stood up for him. You know, I actually really liked Finn. I didn't see any problems with him. He just like is an average singer, but I thought he was a good person, and I liked.
He's
Artie.
Like a really good person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's probably my favorite character right now over Artie, just because Artie didn't really have much screen time.
Right.
Okay, hang
he's
on.
He's a kid, man.
Just a little sidetrack. Some boy named, I won't say his name, but he just added me on Snapchat with purple skin, Bitmoji has purple skin and yellow hair and braids, and he said, hey, pretty. So, anyway, back to Bleach.
What are you going to say to that? Wait.
I'm just going to say hi.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I'm on my podcast. Can't talk.
Pretty.
Okay, why are the people in this town, have you guys seen It? Because the people in this town are like the same as the people in It to me.
Are
like,
they really
the whole town is terrible.
I haven't seen It, but
they're just like, why are they so close-minded?
Like the point of It is like all the adults in the movie are like really mean, like all the adults, and the kids are the only people who like know what's going on with like the Pennywise thing. And like, not to connect things that are totally unrelated, but I just feel like this whole town is like crazy. Like, there's not a single character. I feel like, yeah, like Finn and Artie are the two only normal people, because Nora, spoiler alert, Tina's like faking her stutter.
Are you serious?
She fakes her stutter.
Just so she could like have something unique about her.
So funny.
Like, the characters are crazy. I don't like Mercedes in the beginning either, because she's like the stereotypical black girl. Like, that is so annoying.
Yeah. Oh my god, I was thinking,
I was like, okay, like, make it more stereotypical. Like,
she's like, oh hell no,
and she's saying Aretha Franklin with like, all right, CCP. I was like, okay, fourth number.
Okay, Aretha Franklin tribute.
That was gonna be our first number in show choir, but then it got cut because it was bad.
It was so bad.
So bad.
Oh yeah. Also, I forgot Puck, he exists.
Who's that?
Oh my god.
He was the one with like the mohawk kind of, who was really mean to Finn, and he was the one who like put Artie in the porta potty.
Okay, yeah.
He ends up joining.
Oh my god.
He's
can't look at Puck the same.
He's also the actor who got arrested on, like, for child porn. So.
Oh.
And then he
killed himself.
This show aged so badly. Like.
Yeah, because I know that.
I heard this. There's like a thing called like a Glee curse, I think. Let me look it up real quick. It's like
Finn died too because he overdosed.
Oh, stop.
So sad.
That is really sad.
That is
sad. The quarterback episode.
That. Stop.
Oh my god, I can't even think about
Glee
it.
Curse. Okay.
The what episode?
It's the
quarterback episode is about Finn's
it's so
death.
Sad. Okay, so it's Glee so curse bad. Mark Salling, who played Puck, we know about what he got arrested for, and then oh my god the girl who plays Santana, which you don't really see, she doesn't talk in this episode.
Oh my god,
she got arrested for domestic battery.
Oh my god.
And then
okay, isn't Grant Gust in this show?
No, no, just kidding.
Yes, oh my god, yes he is.
I'm in love with him.
Oh, I'm in love with him too. He plays a gay character though.
Oh,
but he's still
more like,
oh my god, I'm kidding. Oh my god,
when
I'm kidding.
he in season 3, him and Santana like have beef, obviously, or like season 4 maybe, and they sing Smooth Criminal, and it's like the best. It's my favorite one.
Oh my god, that's the best song.
And
the
even though
show.
Even though he's gay, they do have a lot of tension. Even though they're both gay.
Yeah.
Like, oh, spoilers.
I think I'm gonna start rewatching so The Flash just because Grant Gust is in it.
Wait, you? Oh my god!
I'm literally the worst. The Flash is kind of
whatever,
bad, but that's
another
story for another day.
That's another.
It's like
podcast.
Good or bad.
That's
another episode. That's another episode.
Okay.
Kimmy, any other notes? Because we've kind of already gone through everything for me.
I just said that, like, the way they talk to their teachers is, like, so weird. Like, it's kind of disrespectful. like, Rachel was, like, to Shu, she was like, if you can't get me what I need, I'm sorry, but I have to go.
Oh, like, when she's, like, choking on the bleachers and he just, like, comes up to her.
Yeah, that was weird. So weird. That's
why,
like,
why was she there?
Yeah, why was she there watching the cheerleading to, like, make
she's
fun
watching
of her.
Cheerios,
like,
practice.
Ruthlessly bully her. Like, why is she there?
Yeah, why are they so mean to her? She's good. Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
she's just overly cocky, I feel like. She's good. She's annoying, but she's, like, yeah. good. Like, there's no reason to be
they're
mean
like,
to her.
I love when they're, like, commenting on her MySpace.
He was like, you need to get sterilized. Like, what?
I think I'm gonna, like, binge watch this whole show. I forgot how, like, bad and good it is.
Honestly,
I'm not watching it too. See how I feel about it.
Don't watch season one.
Well, I have to know what's going on.
It's so bad.
No.
I could just fill you in.
You literally do not have to know what's going on.
Okay, then I'll watch it. But wait, honestly, I want to watch the episode so where bad. Will finds out that she's not actually pregnant.
Maybe watch, like, the last two episodes of season one.
Okay.
I feel like that's enough.
Yeah. You guys will have to clue me in, but
there's really, then literally, like,
yeah,
like
there's a lot.
A lot happens, but, like, also nothing that is important. Okay. Because in that show, nothing lasts. You know, like,
yeah, it really
like
doesn't.
Anything that happens, it's like something else will happen that'll totally change the course of events. I just, it's crazy. It really is.
God.
Yeah, honestly, starting season two.
Okay, well, I have a point.
Season two's good.
I was gonna say that, like. So. When they put Artie in the porta potty and they were gonna flip him over, like, nothing like that would happen, like, in real life. Like, I'm just trying to think of the football players at our school. Like, they would never do that.
Oh my god!
It seems,
I was like,
so, like, far fetched. I was like, what? Like, people.
But honestly, though, like, the stuff that happened at a school nearby us, like,
oh, yeah,
like I. And that's happening in, like, 2019, because it happened last year. So, like, I feel like 10 years ago, even,
yeah,
like, 20 years ago, it could
right.
happen. But, like, also, I just could never see people being that mean. Like, I guess
yeah.
I have too much faith in humanity.
And I feel like
something.
Just, like, where we go, like, it doesn't seem like people are that mean.
Right.
But maybe other schools are. But I'm just, like,
just
I can just can never imagine a football team doing that to someone. Like, that's
yeah,
just,
like, a disabled
That
thing.
Would never happen. Like,
and all,
it's bad enough just, like, a person that can walk, but, like, a kid in a wheelchair.
I think it would happen, like, in other places, but I can never imagine seeing that happen. Because it would never happen
yeah.
around, like,
I also feel like it, when people are mean, they're, like, on the one thing about the show is when people are mean, they're, like, mean to your face. Like, all this, like, slushies and stuff.
Yeah.
like,
that's not something
which
that
becomes, like, a big
anymore.
Thing. I was, yeah, I'm like, girl, what? Like, don't y'all get in trouble for this stuff?
Yeah, like,
literally, why are they not
getting in
trouble?
If I threw a face at somebody at school, I would literally be suspended. Like, I'd be thrown out in handcuffs. Like,
Big John would be, like,
big,
running at
Oh, my God,
you.
Our police officers would arrest me on sight. Like, I'd be dead meat.
Like, I miss
doing,
Big John.
Girl?
I hope he's okay.
Oh, I hope he's doing all right. The drug dog would, like, take me.
Him in his AirPods.
We go into Code Yellow.
Why? You don't have any drugs.
We literally go into Code Yellow because Nora threw a drink. Honestly,
what
no,
imagine how gone. Much, like, a slushie to the face would hurt, though.
Oh,
yeah,
that, yeah, that would
bad.
Suck.
Yeah. If I got bullied like that, like, I don't think I could live. Like, that.
It's so bad.
It's so,
I don't understand.
They really got so much commitment for this glee club of five
people.
Five so
people.
Mean
that,
not.
And they're not even, like, friends. Like, it's not even a friend group. I don't.
Yeah. They don't like
they
each other.
They don't like
yeah.
each other. Like, I don't understand why they're so committed to this.
And they're, like, not.
Especially since they're, like, not.
There's five people in it.
Five. I mean, I think there's six at the end, right?
Maybe.
When Finn joins?
No. Tina, Rachel, Kurt,
Artie,
Finn, Artie, Mercedes.
Artie last time, I don't think.
How many is that?
That's six.
I said
six.
Artie, Mercedes.
It's
six.
So it's six. See, they,
oh my God,
they could literally
pay.
Okay, they could pay $10 a month. I'm still not over the $60 thing. They could. I just think it's so ridiculous that he's so upset about it. Like, I understand your like funds are tight at home, and like. Because your wife's spending
but,
all your money.
Literally,
but, like, literally just, like, those kids will pay it. They don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they have this much commitment, they'll pay it.
It's okay.
And $60 for what?
For what? Like, I genuinely don't understand what the $60 is for either.
Like,
I
have for so what? Many like, questions. Using the auditorium so the alcoholic people can't? Like, what? Right. Yeah, they can't even use the auditorium anymore.
Yeah, it's just like so many things. There are some good moments though. Like, there are things that happen that are good. I can't think of any right now.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'll keep watching it. Like, I guess I'll start in season 2 and have you guys, like, tell me what happens. Or I can watch, like, Spark Notes over it or something.
Yeah, honestly, season 1 is not worth it. I do not know how that show got, like, renewed.
Okay, wait. I think I have one more note. Oh, the backup singers and, like, the Don't Stop Believing were singing in the mics, but Rachel and Finn weren't.
Oh, the whole mic thing. Oh, my
what?
God.
I was so like, annoying. Wait, what? I was very, very confused. And the jazz band?
Their performances never make that much sense.
Oh, when, like, Finn, like, kicks off the drummer and starts playing the drums.
Yeah, like, what?
That was so funny.
I just, they have more talent. They don't have that talent. Like, there's no way, there's no way that they actually are that good.
Mm-hmm. It's just so fake.
It's, yeah.
So unbelievable.
The show is so bad that it, like, pulls me in, you know?
Does it get better, like, in the other seasons? Like, actually good? Like,
I think season 3 is an actually
season
good
three
season.
Is the best. It is so good.
Okay. I can't. I can't.
Sorry.
Anyway, it's so hard for me to, like, watch TV shows that have, like, more than one season because, like, I just, my attention span isn't big enough for that. Like, I move on to things constantly, so I can't, like, stay on one thing for that long. But, like, with, like, Stranger Things, since it comes out one season at a time, I can do that. Like, I love Stranger Things, but I, so I don't know. It'll be hard for me, but I guess being quarantined, I have nothing else to do. So maybe I'll, like, fix that aspect about myself where I can't watch TV shows. I mean, yeah.
I think, like, the music, though, makes it a lot easier.
Do? Yeah.
Because there's, like, a ton of songs in
it. I skip past Will's performance.
Oh, in the episode when he sang, I skipped it.
I wanted to skip past it, but Nora and I were watching it together, so I didn't. That
makes sense.
I was like,
yeah. Every time he sings.
I want to like him, but I don't know if I can.
You won't.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, why are you going to watch this show if you've got, like, 2 people in it right now? Like, what's the point in watching it?
Well, okay.
You guys are like, no one. You guys have, like, such bad things to say. And you're like, oh, my God, watch Glee. Like, no.
It's so
no. It's, like, it's so bad that it's good. Okay.
There's also just, like, it's, like, it's a very important part of our culture.
Okay, Amy.
No, I'm being serious. The Don't Stop Believing was nominated for a Grammy.
That
are you serious?
An English?
I'm not even kidding. I'm literally not kidding. Like, an actual Grammy.
Like, not their just the song, like, Stop the Believing. Glee. Like, oh my
the
God.
Glee version.
The Glee cover.
They were nominated for Grammys, like, multiple version. Times.
Did they ever win one? No.
No. That was, like,
that's incredible.
The whole world would, like, erupt if that happened.
That's the Gleek ass Grammy.
What?
Like, can you imagine? That would be so bad.
That's a TV show. Because
it's not original.
It's a TV show.
Yeah, so I think that's a good note to wrap it up on. Thank you guys for joining me for my very first episode. This is exciting.
Of course, this is fun.
This is very fun. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything else you want to say? Any final thoughts? Are you going to keep watching it?
I think I will probably watch the last 2 episodes of season 1, have you guys fill me in, and might start on season 2. I'm definitely also going to be watching The Flash. So,
this is the end of the episode. Go check out our sponsor, Anchor. Super good, super fun.
Yes, thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring this and allowing us to do this.
Anchor.
It's a great app. It's really working really well.
We're recording this on Anchor right now.
Yeah.
Really good.
Anchor,
really good.
Honestly, www.
And follow me on Instagram. And that's all I'm going to say.
Follow me on Instagram at Nora Armstrong.
Are you kidding me? This is my podcast.
Shut up. I'm a guest.
Okay, Cammy, you can have your shout out too.
Follow me.
I don't know your last name.
Well.
It's Nora and R.I.H. Armstrong, and not like Neil Armstrong.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for watching.
Bye.
Listening.
Listening.